Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
All right, it's Extreme Bits Radio Show. IW Radio music that doesn't suck. There is, you're right, Jason.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. Do you know it?
No.
It's like something like music unfiltered, you know, now. It doesn't even matter.
You would think that we would know what our slogan is for the station.
But all douchey like that with a period after every word, like the McDonald's spots?
It is douchey like that, man. And the new Adobe slogan is really douchey. And I even told Tom, the owner of the station.
Music that fits.
Period.
Music that fits.
Period.
Period.
Another sentence fragment.
Period.
It's got to be catchy.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't work. I don't know why we're doing this, but yeah, music unfiltered.
Then why is it even called Adobe? I don't even know what Adobe is.
All right. You know, do you really know?
That is a hut that people in Mexico traditionally made to inhabit.
A mud hut?
A mud hut.
That would be
1900.
That's Adobe.
Yeah.
Adobe is simply the most confusing name for any fucking website in the world, because you're like Adobe and people are like Adobe and you're like, no.
I know
it's Adobe. Well, oh, Adobe. No.
Yes, it is confusing, but there is a story behind it.
Oh, that's good.
Do you want to hear the story?
Yeah, let's hear some history of
Have you guys heard the story at all? I don't even know if you guys have.
I don't think
Maybe
ages ago, you'll probably start it and I'll be like, oh. Lover?
Do you have any soft History Channel music to go with this?
No.
It's Tom's
in 2002, three men set apart on a journey
to try to create a website which had a name which is confusing.
It's original, I guess.
Where's my phone? There it is.
Your fancy hipster iPhone.
I can call Tom the owner.
Is Eddie a hipster, Billy Bob?
I believe Eddie is a hipster.
Thank you.
That's fine.
So now we have another.
We have an outside opinion of Eddie, and you're a hipster.
Because Eddie likes things ironically. He doesn't just like things. He's like, you know what would be funny and unexpected? If I like this. Eddie does that.
He does do that.
Do I do that, really?
No, I don't know. I think he shops at Gordman's for his T-shirts. And
Gordman's? Ouch.
I've never been in that store my entire life.
It's like, you know. Yeah, oh, yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
Don't lie.
Is Gordman's the hipster place where they go?
I think so.
Is that the hipster hangout? Gordman's?
They have like band t-shirts and it's a smorgasbord.
Really? Gordman's?
That's my favorite thing about when you go to like the Salvation Army store or whatever. You got the super poor and then you got the hipsters who are like, it would be funny if I liked this.
Yes.
Right.
Ooh, look at this flannel hat that has ears.
I'm going to buy banana colored pants. Won't I be interesting? This podcast brought to you by Gordman's with Eddie's shoes.
Gordman's
It's a smorgasbord of shopping. I don't even know if Gordman's is around anymore.
Eddie, you should just own the hipster thing, because at this point that's the most ironic thing you could do.
I'm down.
I gotta ask you something. Do hipsters still have large couches?
We do.
Good.
Go sit on one.
Actually, all right, fine.
I think Billy Bob's going to go fall asleep.
He didn't like that one.
Billy Bob's drunk.
Billy Bob is drunk and he's going to start texting now. That bastard. What kind of guy comes into? He's a guest on your show.
Yeah, he's
like, okay, I'm out, and then he just sits. He sits back, still in the, you know, the realm of us, and starts texting random people.
Who does
like,
that?
Really?
The realm of us?
Yeah,
the
realm. How's your mom doing?
Mom, good news. When you and Dad made love 29 years ago, it finally resulted in a man named Billy Bob. Is that what I'm going by?
Yeah, you're going Billy Bob.
Texting you and saying, like, I'm on the internet, bitch.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck.
Not you. Billy Bob.
No, I was... Billy Bob.
Billy Bob is an asshole, I'm sorry.
He is. He's a fucking dick.
But this is the beauty, Billy Bob, of live radio, is that you get... There's no editing. I mean, it's all here. Like, it's a good show. I'm enjoying the show right here, but in your world, a lot would be edited out already.
Yeah, because the guy who owns AdobeHut.com would be on there being like, this is not cool. We gotta tighten it up. We gotta get back to the music quicker.
Right. But on this show, we are in total control because I am the program director of this radio station. A, B, the Adobe Hut guy that you're speaking of, he's on board.
He's hands off.
He's hands off, but he's hands on Jason's D. He loves Jason's dick.
What?
Oh man,
he's the one who wanted to see you.
Remember when we went out to California? Jason, his coked up friend, was like, "I love Jason's cock."
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I think I was in the bathroom. I had no door.
That's still another story. But anyways.
Is there something specific about it that he likes so much?
About what? Jason's cock or the show?
Let's get that first thing.
Does it have some sort of curve that is his throat G-spot or something?
Yes. The show has a curve. It leans downward. A little to the right. So and back.
A little bit down. Of a banana curve, curls back a little bit, does a little bit of tickling, and then it's like, hey, I'm out, bitch.
Then it's like the
swirly straw.
Sidewinder, surly straw, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Ah.
It's a work of art.
It has one of those googly eyeballs in there.
It has a stucker from when I was a kid stuck to it. It
has so. Minnie Mouse ears on the top of it. It's like, I'm not a drink, I'm an adventure.
Your dick is a hipster.
Your dick ironically likes those Minnie Mouse ears.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show 888-99-IDOBE is the phone number if you want to call in tonight. 888-99-IDOBE, that is 888 toll free. 994-3624 taking your phone calls tonight and requests, by the way.
And please remember what we told you last week or what you say when you call in.
Right.
Yeah. I don't remember it, but you better fucking have.
By the way, I have to say last week's show was our highest downloaded podcast of all time, and I have to say thank you to the podcast audience for that, but not nearly the type of numbers we want to see. But still, really, it was pretty up there.
What kind of dog is that?
We have a dog in the studio.
Studio dogs.
Studio dogs.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show right here on Adobe Radio. 888-99-IDOBE.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
888-99-IDOBE. 888-99-IDOBE. 888-99-IDOBE.
Extreme Bits.
All right, it's Extreme Bits Radio Show. 888-99-IDOBE is the phone number. 888-99-IDOBE. 3624. 994-3624. Alright. We now go to the phones.
Oh, this is some good music right there.
I know, really. We have the Extreme Bits lawyer on the phone, Sam E. Goldberg. What's up, Sam?
What up, dude? How's it going?
You are our legal representation. You make sure the show is doing okay at all times. You make sure that we're on par. You make sure we're not violating any sort of treason or
treason? Like,
international law.
We are doing well. We are doing well.
Are we doing okay? All right.
Have you been listening to the show, Sam?
Yeah, I always listen to the show.
Sam, we got to ask you. Your show, S&M Radio, airs here on Extreme Bits, but...
On Adobe.
On Adobe Radio. But, Sam, you are the lawyer of the show. You are a lawyer, correct?
No. I'm not a lawyer yet. I'm in law school.
You're in law school. What the fuck, dude?
Hey, he's free, so it's good for us.
Pre-grad or
exactly.
Grad
you
student?
You know what? Law school kids know more than lawyers because we've got to memorize them. I know for class. Actually, more intelligent than lawyers, so you're good to go.
Wait a minute.
He just can't pass the bar, so he's actually not in class right now.
I think this guy's a total fraud. A guy named Goldberg in law school? Get out of here.
That's why he's a good lawyer. That's why he's our lawyer. He's on our side. Duh.
If you're going to get a lawyer, they've got to be Jewish. That's the way to go.
That's true.
Yeah, that should be the opening comment. It's like a little...
That's a prerequisite.
Yeah, couple shekels to maybe get a nosh I can get you.
On your business card. Like,
Dude, my last name is Goldberg. Definitely Jewish and definitely have to be a lawyer.
Goldberg has a lot of range as a name, too. It's either a lawyer who spent 29 years in law school, or it's a wrestler who has an undefeated streak in the WCW with Ric Flair.
That's true.
Or my burnt out.
It covers all areas.
Or my burnt out high school history teacher, ex hippie.
Do you ever have a teacher that was totally just whacked out of his mind on drugs?
Yeah, that was this guy.
Goldberg. I had this guy named Mr. Reeves when I was in high school.
I had a Mr. Reeves too.
But he actually
was he fat?
He was. He was.
Oh my god! Science teacher.
Wait a minute, what?
Was he a science teacher?
No, this guy was an English literature teacher.
Oh, okay, so different teacher, but anyone Reeves is fat.
And it was
apparently.
Fun. He was the guy who was famous for my high school actually showing up one day in a mesh t-shirt. Like, I'm like, Mr. Reeves is like, I gotta tell you, when Shakespeare was saying this, I'm like, I can see your nipples, dude. But like,
and it turned you on, didn't it?
Slightly, but only just because it was so naughty, not him in particular. But then we had he read this what do you call those things? 575 haiku. And it was like, it was something like a pubic hair on my pillow. A reminder of the night that just was. Something like
what?
What?
He wrote a pubic
hair. Oh my God.
Pubic hair haiku in public high school in 1998. Mr. Reeves is sharing this with us all, and I was like,
wears mesh shirts? That guy's a sex offender.
Yeah,
I think Dan, you need a good lawyer like Sam Goldberg.
I do have a case. Sam Goldberg. Would you consider Mr. Reeves a pedophile?
Dude, I know a sex offender, actually.
You are a sex offender yourself? Is that what you said?
No, one of my buddies, he got arrested after he was having sex with a 13-year-old girl, and he's in jail right now.
How old?
He was 23. The girl told him that she was 18, and it turned out she was 13, but she looked, like, really old. She looked like she was 18 years old.
No.
She told me she was a gymnast.
This is great legal advice for all your listeners. This is one of your great legal advice. Here you go. If you have sex with a girl that's underage. For instance, if you're 21 and you meet a girl that has a fake ID and supposedly she's 21, but after you meet her and you have sex with her, it turns out she's 15 years old, and she goes to the cops, you will go to jail because it's called statutory rape, and it's a strict liability crime, which means your mental state does not matter. So if you have sex with her, even though you thought she was 18 years old, you will still go to jail nonetheless.
That's Sam. His show is on IW Radio on what night? Tuesday?
I'm sure it's on the website somewhere.
Who cares?
Go to
the website.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Am I here? Do you understand at all what I'm saying?
I need you to repeat that.
What is the problem?
I don't know what you said or who you are.
Do you realize that this is a big problem?
No.
You have how many children at home? You are divorced, right?
Why is there an echo?
Am I here?
I don't know.
This is going to be a changing day in your life. Yeah.
Who are you?
Are you avoiding reality?
Why are you calling?
And let me just be honest with you. Give me a short answer. What are the things that you're most ashamed of? And I want you to start having a gay relationship.
All right, it's Extreme Bits Radio Show, 888-99-IW is the phone number if you want to say hi. So on the last show, Chris, we were talking about your dating life. In fact, we talked about your dating life a lot.
Recently, anyway.
Yeah, on the last show.
I didn't notice. Well, yeah, on the last show, but when else?
Well, that's a lot
that?
To Eddie, okay?
Well, I mean, on the last show, we dove into your dating life.
Right.
Yeah, and we found out that you had a girl contact you, and she was interested in hanging out with you, and you guys hung out. Maybe
right.
You guys hung out once, right?
Yeah.
What did you guys do?
That first date?
That was a
going
Starbucks
into that
date.
Again.
Oh, right, yeah. Starbucks date, right?
Yeah, sorry, Starbucks, yeah.
So now, no, all good. then on last week's show, we were saying, hey, Chris, you should call her on the air live, I don't want to.
You pulled the George Costanza on us.
Yeah.
Right. You're like,
I wanted to prep.
Right.
I can't do it in front of you. It makes me nervous.
Yeah.
So, you finally had a follow-up conversation on the phone, right?
Were you drunk, first off?
What?
Were you drunk when you called
her? No, I wasn't drunk. But I call her and she's like, not really interested. And somehow we still ended up going out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's a big, big thing here. Yada. We went out, even though she didn't want to.
You gotta back up.
We fucked, blah, blah, blah.
No fucking involved there. Uh-huh. But,
you gotta back up.
Dry humping.
You gotta back up. All right. All right. So, what happened?
What's the yada yada?
Okay, well, I called her, let me think. I think it was the Monday before I started class, Martin Luther King. I had the holiday. And so I'm like, I better call this chick back.
Way to celebrate.
I've been blown her off. Got to call her. And so I call her and I'm like, hey, do you want to get together and do something? She's like, well, you know, I got to tell you, I didn't really feel any sparks. But
she's honest. Still,
yeah. No, I appreciated it because I was sort of in the same boat.
Yeah, you didn't really want to talk to her.
Yeah. But I don't know what happened. She's from L.A., and so she hasn't been in Denver too long. And so I don't know if it was pity on my part or she conned me somehow. I don't know how the fuck it happened. But I ended up being like, well, do you want to go do something anyway?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
More as friends.
Like, yeah. Yeah, as friends. Okay. And she's like, yeah, and so.
Now, did you pay for whatever you did?
I did.
Oh, right, you got fucked, dude.
Well, I didn't wear deodorant.
What did you do?
Oh, you got her.
Yeah.
What's up, bitch?
Sing. No Old Spice.
I paid, but hey, you had to deal with my stinky ass.
Was that strategic or was that something you did? Were you just like, maybe if she smells my full musk,
she'll be attracted?
No, I wore deodorant. But
what did you guys do?
So there's
do?
No victory.
What did you guys do?
No victory.
What did you guys do?
Took her to dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
Chili's. I'm saying Chili's.
No.
Red Robin.
There's a place called H Burger on the 16th Street Mall.
Yeah.
It's like gourmet burgers, but
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And how'd the second date go?
You know, it was okay. Like, I was not looking forward to it.
What?
Like, I thought it was going to be awkward, but it was all right. But, yeah, it's done.
You should have had her pay.
Can we call her on the show now?
Yeah, let's call her.
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen.
Let's set up a third date.
Yeah, let's have Billy Bob call her.
Yeah, Billy Bob would like to put in a good word for Chris.
Come on,
it's
Chris.
Very kind of Billy
Chris,
Bob.
Chris, let's call her.
He doesn't
even
feel hurt.
Want to have anything to do with
her. Yeah, so let's fucking ruin her life.
Chris,
yeah, I'm not going to ruin her life.
Let's ruin
either.
Her life.
Like, she's not.
She
a
owes
bitch.
You a dinner. At least. At the
Chris,
very. Did you.
Come on, I don't want to be that guy.
Give me your phone. We're going to call her.
Can I step
gonna
back?
It's not going to happen.
What base did you
get
don't
to? Snap at me.
He's not a dog, okay? Can we step back for a minute? You're a vegetarian. You went to a burger place.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a veggie right. burger there.
You couldn't it's even delicious. Fucking pick your own restaurant.
Yeah.
You had her pick.
No, I picked because she didn't know anything. And, like, she lives south part of town. I live north part of town. So we're trying to find something in Denver.
Why can't we
and
call
it was,
her?
Like, the first thing that pops into my head.
Why don't we call her and see what she
yeah.
says about
why are you so concerned with this, Chris? Why can't we just give her a call?
Yeah. I don't want to harass this
We
chick.
Can call her and
like,
say you're...
didn't do anything.
We're... Billy Ball can call and say, yeah, I'm his parole officer. I just want to make sure that he was with you on such and such night at this such and such time.
Yeah, she's cool. I just want to leave her alone.
And he didn't touch whatever. You, right?
Yeah, we want to make
no,
sure
no
you're still alive. So
well,
that's
first,
good.
First bit to confirm that she's over the age of 18. Huh. As Sam Goldberg told us, if you were full tumescence and urinating on her, that is illegal. Uh-huh.
Don't worry, she's over 18, dude. Take my word for that.
So why can't we?
Whoa,
call?
How old was she?
Chris, are you ever?
I don't
gonna,
know.
Are you
like
ever,
27? I guess.
Oh, I thought
27.
Believe me, I thought you were gonna say 45. I was like, fuck, dude.
No.
Believe me, she's over 18. Her tits were sagging to her pussy.
How is
believe me?
Yeah. How is 27 the well over?
Well,
I kind of saw it in her face. Is all like
that's not very flattering to her.
She's been well ridden.
Ouch.
She's been well traveled.
Well, for date two, we went to H Burger. We played a little shuffleboard, and then she was like, "I gotta be asleep before the streetlights come on."
Gotta call the grandkids.
Why can't we call her on the show if it doesn't mean anything?
Is it because she's still using dial-up? She's so old. She's on the internet right now.
Come on, it doesn't mean anything. Are you going to talk to this Trevor again?
She doesn't have a touch-tone phone.
Yeah.
She has a rotary phone.
Yeah.
Operator.
Fuck, I messed up.
Yeah.
Operator, that fucking area code. Guy. Yeah,
that area code made it worse for me.
That was the worst thing about the rotary phone. If you fucked up, it was like, all right, I'm going to be here another 7.5 minutes. I hope there aren't a lot of ones in this number.
Went from 7 digits to 10-digit phone numbers. It really made it difficult.
Yeah.
Can we call her?
No, I don't want to call and harass this girl. Come on.
No,
I
know, we're not harassing at all.
It's totally harassment, man.
I, Billy Bob, would like to say something, and I know I'm a guest in the Extreme Bits universe, the galaxy of stars, if you will, but I feel I'm an awesome wingman. And what I would like to do for Chris is get this.
Don't even try that pitch.
Is get this.
He doesn't like that pitch, man. He doesn't like that pitch.
I think Chris would be down.
He hates the wingman pitch.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I think I could get this old gold digger to agree to a third date.
All right, well, we can try.
I don't even want a third date.
Exactly. Chris is a tough. He is like a diamond which is impacted in so much feces.
Well, did you get on base at
Whoa. Dick, dude.
Well, it depends.
Wow. Dick.
Oh, now you.
Fuck you.
No, I mean
dude.
That. I mean that in a good way.
Oh, he means that in a good way. Fuck you.
No, I'm honestly. I'm
no,
not,
man, look, that hurt.
He's dude. Complimenting the quality of woman you're with.
Jeez.
That he thought she was so cherry, so tight that it actually went from coal to diamond.
Chris, I didn't mean that in a bad way. Honest to God, I think you have the highest standards of all time, and I think. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I didn't mean that in a bad way. All
right.
Chris, can I ask you a question?
I could see it's where forgotten. Chris came from with that.
Though. Yeah, I see why you're offended, but I'm sorry I offended you. But
it's
to.
Fine. It's
did you get on base at all with this woman?
No.
Did you, not even first. Not even.
I got a hug, but whatever. Like what that doesn't mean shit.
Were
but,
the lips involved at all?
No, no lips.
No lips. Was there any sort of lingering touch on the hug? Or anything
no,
like that?
It was just long enough so it's not awkward. But
it was a bro hug.
No. Was yeah, I don't know.
Did she?
You grabbed each remember. Other's hand and kind of patted each other and then backed off.
Did she cup anything when she hugged you?
There was no cupping.
Why didn't you cup?
Dang it.
Because I don't even know, like, I wasn't that attracted to her. Like, I wasn't unattracted, was for, but, friend. Like, it wasn't, like, you know.
But would you bang her given the chance?
Yeah, but I'm not going to put any effort into
all
it.
Tequila. So why don't you
she throws herself at me, we'll roll, but... All right.
Why don't you let us put in the effort, yeah. then, if you're not that hung up on it?
Why can't
maybe
we,
you
why
get
can't,
a freebie.
Why can't we give her a call right now? It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you're never going to talk to her again, are you?
No.
Okay.
What's the big deal? It's like no loss.
Why not?
Because just leave her alone, that's all.
Why do you care about that? It's not even...
Because she's a nice person.
But you know, girls are flattered by the fact that somebody wants to even talk to them.
But I don't want to talk to her. She's well, nice, and I just want
yeah,
to leave
I know,
her alone.
I know you want to talk to her. You stick her in your P and her G.
Not
fine.
Really.
But the rest of us want to talk to her. Would that flatter her?
We want
to
yeah. know her side of the story.
Can maybe we get that's her why, side of the story?
Maybe he did.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
A dick and he doesn't want to talk to her because...
Chris, why are you holding out here? What's going on?
I told you.
Why are you being like this with this? With
do you
this?
Think she's
what
listening
are you
right
about?
Now?
I told you. No, no.
Because that would be a brilliant ploy, by the way. If you know, because that's the number one thing you can do to a chick is tell them you're not really that into them, and then they're like, "What's wrong with me?"
or maybe you know, her attorney told her to refrain from talking
Sam
to Chris.
Yeah, maybe
or,
she was a secret
Chris,
stalker fan. Maybe she was a secret stalker fan, and she listened last week, and it broke her little heart.
So what's going on here, Chris? Why don't you want to get her on the air?
How many times do I have to explain this?
I don't want to bother her. But why don't you want to bother her? Why don't you want to bother?
Because she's a nice person, I don't want to do that.
But why do you care about her to the point where you don't want to call her?
Why do you think we're going to be mean?
Yeah, and why do you
I don't think you're going to be mean. I just think we're going to be weird like us, like we are on Extreme Bits, and ask weird shit.
How does that affect your life in the long run? How does that affect hers in the long run?
Oh, my God.
Would you say she's a good-looking woman?
Would you say this show ruins people's lives?
So let's move on.
Yo, ugly that's old chick. Exactly. Chris wants to talk to you.
Hey, Grandma.
Chris, do you think that the show ruins people's lives? I think that's what you think right now.
Ooh, actually, I think it probably ruined a few people's lives. Let's be honest, Eddie.
Who?
I don't know. People that probably off themselves after they talk to us.
You think that Chris, you think if we call her, she's going to like have her night's going to be ruined and she's so depressed? And
yeah, I think she's already in bed. She's going to off actually.
Herself. What?
Even what time is it?
At
27, whoa. She's so damn old.
27.
Like, you know. She's a school teacher, and she gets up at like 5 in the morning. She like goes to bed at 9:30. Yeah, cool.
And then she eats dinner at 4:30 for the early bird special.
She's
so
banging
definitely.
Some black dude right now. I yeah, guarantee dude. It.
Well, she's, you know, I hope she's having fun with that guy. She's hope he doesn't hurt her.
She's a kinky bitch. We can all agree on that.
Was clearly. She a virgin?
I doubt it.
No! Duh.
No way.
I was just, hey, you know, school teacher, attractive, could be.
Why are you so defensive over this chick? Why, Chris? I really got to know.
Because he's a gentleman and a scholar.
I understand. Is this like the gentlemanly response? Is this?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Actually.
I'm with Chris on this. Billy Bob, the guest in the Adobe Radio Hut.
Thank you, sir.
Extreme Bits, Adobe Radio Hut.
That's our new slogan.
I do like that you know.
No, it's the Holy Trinity of broadcasting center.
Mecca.
Anyways,
yes.
Continue.
I understand that part center. Where you don't kiss and tell, but you get to a certain point where I don't kiss and tell up until where I'm still trying to kiss and tell him. After that, if it looks like it's not happening, I'm like, fuck that bitch. So, Chris, are you holding out hope? Are you an optimist?
No, I'm a stone cold pessimist, but I don't want anything to do with her anyway. But like, there's no hard feelings here.
Is it time to dump that bitch? Right, you are, dear. You guys know Tom Likas?
I don't.
No, he's a 70-year-old, 400-pound man who was on the air for like 25 years, and he did this thing called Flash Friday every Friday, and he did the Dump That Bitch show. And his entire show, he's just like, if you are dating a 10. You must not tell her she's a 10, because bitches feed on that. You gotta tell her that she looks good for her weight.
Chris, like, take some advice.
Don't spend more than $40 on a date, dear. Like, he would say, and then he had his Flash Fridays, and then he had Dump That Bitch show, and it's just him behind a board flashing lights yelling, dump that bitch! That's all it was.
So, Chris, time to dump that bitch!
Sounds like a genius.
All right, let's call up, what's her name?
Yeah, let's call her up and dump her.
Trisha.
Hello, Trisha. Chris has decided it's time to dump that bitch.
Chris, I have the phone up here. Can you type in her phone number for us?
No.
He's not going to do it.
Yeah, man.
Chris,
let it go.
All right.
Now, do you think Trisha would be flattered if you turned out that you were jerking off to her?
No, I think she's kind of like a prude a little bit, maybe. I don't think she'd be down with that.
So she wouldn't
dude,
be
no,
so
chick,
not your type.
No chick is a prude.
Bingo.
So she's not
no
an
chick
anal.
Is
Jason
a prude.
Knows how to cut to the bone.
Well, goodness
get
knows.
To the heart
Chris,
of the situation.
Chris likes anal, okay?
When you hit 27, you definitely go a little
with
more
women.
Conservative. Yeah.
With women.
Yeah.
Let's make that clear.
FYI.
Chris likes anal with women.
Yeah.
I think Trisha doesn't know how much she loves you.
Or maybe she's scared of her love for me.
Maybe Trisha,
I have that effect.
There is that thing. Maybe Trisha is scared that at this point she's so into Chris that she's worried that Chris might get taken away. I think if we reaffirm that Chris will be there for a cheap drunken lay, that maybe Trisha
seriously Chris.
Would be down.
Yeah,
with
but Chris
it.
Doesn't
yeah,
want
she's got,
cheap
yeah.
drunken lay. Well, let's get him really drunk, and he might be willing to be.
You know, if she's lay. Drunk and she calls me, then I'll.
And what if you're
Let's
drunk?
Do it.
What if you're drunk and she goes?
Now, do you have her number saved in your phone?
Yeah,
you're gonna drunk dial.
Chris, grab
the night you get drunk
right
like
now,
really
right,
hammered,
right now, live in the studio. Chris, grab the tequila over there and grab a shot glass and have a couple shots.
Now I'm good. I gotta leave the studio
now,
a little bit after the show.
It doesn't
I can't
matter.
Get trash.
What are you doing, big man? What's your big plan?
I'm gonna go see
a midnight movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go see Transformers 3.
No, it's Dick Tracy.
No, it's 3D porn.
No, it's
with
not.
John Holmes. Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
With another dude.
Yeah.
What a hipster.
Oh!
You're
going to watch fucking
like, I thought a big,
another dude.
I thought a big group was coming with like some girls, but
that's
now it's just me and
John
yeah, that's
Holmes.
What he said last week.
No, no, no.
Keep
like,
going on dates.
Like, we've talked about... Actually,
wait,
last week, a group did show up. There was five of us.
Do you really want 14 inches of angry 70s love flying at your face? Let's do this here.
Or a fat girl with a vagina right in front of you.
It's in 3D. 3D porn. You gotta see that, right?
Phone's ringing.
Like, that's that's something.
You're gonna go see some 3D porn,
or you can go. See if
have any
John Holmes.
Have any of you guys actually
1970s?
I got a question. Have any of you guys actually really done the thing where you call up a chick and totally drunk dial her? I know it's a big joke at this point. We all talk about it. Have you ever done the thing where you actually lay it all
out? Of course, everybody has.
All right.
Hey, let's talk about that.
You haven't, Billy Bob?
No, we have. We have. Everybody has. Let's talk about this next. This is a good topic.
Radio show. IW Radio music doesn't suck.
And, 3, 2, 1.
And live on the air, we have our Hollywood insider. Her name is Crystal. She lives in Hollywood, California.
She's our Mario Lopez.
Crystal, what's going on there in Hollywood? What's the haps paps?
Well, this week I was out hiking at Runyon Canyon, and I saw Kathy Griffin again, twice.
Tell that bitch to stop stalking you.
You know what you need to do, Crystal?
I know, man.
Is next time you see her, you should go hit on her.
She, I feel like she wants attention because she, like, a lot of stars, if they go out, they put on, you know, big sunglasses or a hat or something, and she doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cliche. You might as well just own it. It's kind of cliche to put on the big sunglasses and the hat because it... You're almost more asking for it that way anyway, right?
No.
Just go and shave her head.
I agree with Crystal. Like, if you look at it, like, you see Terry Hatcher on every freaking red carpet being like, you know what my number one night would be? Spending time with my daughter watching old movies. But in the meantime, she's at the Golden Globe Awards. And then you see someone like fucking, who, Clooney?
So these people should be shut-ins?
Yeah, well...
No,
well, Terry Hatcher likes to...
I'm just saying, you go to the Ivy.
Sunglasses or something.
Yeah, you go to the Ivy, you know there's going to be a million paparazzi there. You go down the corner to the Bob's Big Boy, you're going to be just fine, but you won't get any press out of it. You know what I'm saying, Crystal?
Yeah, but the more
you
press...
You can avoid it, right? In Hollywood, you could avoid it if you were a celebrity and you really wanted to, right?
Well, absolutely, unless you're you want the attention because you're not that big of a celebrity.
Yeah. All right. Agree with Crystal.
Well, was Kathy Griffin like walking up to people and being like, "Hey, I'm Kathy Griffin. Hey, I'm Kathy Griffin. Hey, I'm Kathy Griffin. Do you want my autograph? Do you want a picture? I'll do anything. I'm a whore." Blah blah blah. Or was she just minding her own beeswax?
No, she's just doing her thing, walking. But you know, she wasn't trying to hide that's who she was. You know, if people ended up recognizing her.
Now, Crystal,
well, that's cool.
Crystal,
I like that.
Crystal, did you say hi to her at all or anything like that?
No. After what
was it? All right, what's your next report? What's your next sighting or whatever you have to deliver? What's going on?
They're filming a reality show this week at the Saddle Ranch.
What's the Saddle Ranch? What's the Saddle Ranch, real quick?
It's a restaurant and bar on the Sunset Strip.
Okay, so they're filming a reality show at a bar off the Sunset Strip. Okay, go ahead.
And there's... You can ride there, and I don't know what the hell the show is going to be about unless it follows people's lives who work there or something, because there's nothing that interesting at that bar other drunk people riding bulls that would, you know, make a show.
And why is this news? Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
And
so I'm going to be on this. I don't even know if the show will get to TV because it sounds really stupid.
Now, you were there on the show. Do you think you made the show?
I don't think the show's going to go anywhere, so I don't even think it matters.
All right, what else do you have for us tonight?
Well, I agree, though, because the Drunken Bull, you say that's not a show, the Drunken Bull Riding. I believe that was an entire feature-length film starring a magical man named John Travolta called Urban Cowboy. And if anything...
Hi-yo.
Yeah, but that was, what, the 80s?
83.
Yeah, so...
John Travolta, Deborah Winger. Clearly, there's a lot there. A lot.
That was 27 years ago, though, so...
Wait, what was the name of that movie?
Urban Cowboy.
You've never seen that movie?
Okay, well, I get confused because there's another movie called Midnight Cowboy that won, like, Best Picture, but it was, like, about, like, a gay hustler.
Yeah, that was...
I always get the two confused.
Yeah, Midnight Cowboy was the gigolo who was trying to hustle with Ratso as his little sidekick. That was Dustin Hoffman. Urban Cowboy is Travolta riding the bull in a bar in Houston.
Okay.
And beating Winger.
And if anyone has ever seen that movie, they know that was riveting.
John Travolta riding a mechanical bull. Like, I wonder how that pitch meeting went. They go in there. What are we going to do? Action packed. They're racing through space. No, no, no. Are they trying to save the world from an overblown volcano? No, no, no. Travolta riding a mechanical bull.
Hey, I mean, it's the early 80s. I'll work for food at this point.
For Scientology, that kind of makes sense. We don't want to be too far out there. Okay.
But who is the damn studio executive who's like, all right, Travolta on the mechanical bull. We're printing money over here. Green light.
I love it.
Schwegel, Crystal, what else is going on there in Hollywood?
Well, one of my friends recognized this guy. I didn't because I never watched the show, but this guy who was on that show, Tool Academy, is a bartender at the Sail Ranch. And,
that's the reality show. It's
so there's a Tool that's a bartender at a bar. Okay, that's great news. Thanks.
Yeah, a show called Tool Academy?
She got his number and stuff, and what then they were going to hook up at like 4 a.m. that night, but it didn't happen. And then I saw him at Runyon.
You know what's sad, Crystal? It's this guy. He's such a Tool. He was on the TV show Tool Academy, and now he's the bartender of a bar, and he's probably like laying chicks nonstop just because he's on a reality show.
And it's sad because your friend wants to bang him.
Why would your friend want to lay because a guy
he's
who...
He's hot, but he's a really big Tool.
Tools are assholes. Why would she want to...
Just because he's on VH1.
Because it'd be funny, and then we can laugh about it later.
Ha ha ha, I banged the Tool. This guy's such a douche. Really? Is that how girls are? They laugh about the fact they banged a douche?
Let's get the biggest loser I can and bang him so we can laugh about it later.
If that's how it is, then I will just... Really?
It depends how big of a douche it is. If it's like a really high on the douche scale and it's an obvious douche, but he's still hot, you can bang him just for entertainment factor.
All right, so really. All right, so next time I go out, I should just like... give myself an artificial spike in my hair, put on a shirt that has some sort of a sequence pattern, and then some really tight jeans and like some boots, and then like maybe a chain.
A bandana.
Shades inside.
Walk around and be like, yo, bitch. Yo, 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 cuz. Then you'll think that you think some chick would bang me for just like humility's sake.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible it happened.
Wow. Yeah. Tell you what I'm going
to
do.
She just mainly wanted to because she recognized him from the show, you know?
Oh, well, I'm sure I can get away with Sam from Jersey Shore if we're in Denver.
Sammy's sweetheart, yeah, she's nice.
I'm going to get some tribal tats, and I'm going to get a pink polo shirt and cut off the sleeves and pop the collar and just tool it up.
Well,
I think actually this reality show seems like they win a bunch of douches from Jersey Shore to be there in the bar for the show or something because it was just full up with douchebags way more than usual. I don't know if it's like the only extras who are just all super Jersey Shore douchey looking or how that works, but
Does it even matter that he was on a reality show? Because you describe basically the life of every bartender I know, which is just a guy who's in decent shape. He doesn't have a whole lot of ambition. He's kind of dumb. He gets behind the counter there, and then he just lays pipe with a different chick every other night. That I think that sounds more like the life of a bartender than life of a reality star.
It's probably true. I mean, it's probably a little bit of both.
Same difference these days.
Right. Yeah. So, on that note,
it was someone from Tool Academy.
On that note, what else is happening in Hollywood? You're on the street.
Well, I'm going to go to the XBiz Awards in a couple more weeks. I'll report on that.
The what awards?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
The XBiz Awards.
What does
like
that mean?
One of those porn awards.
Oh, you're going to do porn awards?
Oh, I was thinking like extreme sports business awards, like best accountant for Sean White 2011 goes to
best unconventional accounting goes to
best marketing plan fiscal year quarter one 2009. All right, so what kind of categories do they have in that award show? best cock, best vagina.
best POV scene, or like best all girls sex scene, or best
cum shot on tits, best cum shot in vagina, best cum shot.
Yeah. Well, now you have as many awards as there are body parts. Best cum shot on elbow. Best cum taking shot on kneecap.
Best taking a fist and pretending you're liking it scene.
The world is your oyster.
Name a body part. We're giving an award for a cum shot on it. Best eyebrow jizz load.
Best name for an award.
What do they call those awards? Are they like the Golden Wangies or something like that?
There's so many different ones. Like the AVNs just happened a week or two ago in Vegas, and then there's the XBiz Awards that are happening in 2 weeks, and there's, I don't know what other ones there is, but there's all different ones.
Well, what I wonder,
actual award, though? Is it like a golden dildo?
A golden globe. A golden globes.
I don't know if they go that far. It's porn.
Because that's the myth behind the Oscar, is there was some actress. Does anyone know which actress that was? They're like, oh, this looks like my husband, Oscar. And that's why they're called the Oscars now.
Yeah, no, I heard that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do they hand out a statue that everyone's like, oh, it's the John Holmes. I noticed from the vein running across the crane.
Wow.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'll find out, and I'll let you know.
You do that.
From the award or John Holmes?
Whichever comes first.
Well, that man's a professional.
Whichever comes first.
Who cares if he's been in the ground for 30 years? That man's a professional. I tell you, you dig him up right now, he'll be ready to go.
Hey, Crystal.
You'll be able to take a mold and compare it 1-to-1 to that award.
Hey-o.
Crystal, you be careful with those awards. You know they're going to try and recruit you for some movies, right?
Oh, anytime I go out with porn people, they mistake me for one, so... You know, I'm just...
They just assume you're already part of the biz.
I mean, I guess I can't be a good-looking girl and not actually be a porn star and still work in porn, but...
How many porns have you been in since you've been to L.A.?
I've been in zero. I've been to the one shoot, though.
Let's see. She's been in L.A., what, like 6 months? So she's probably been about 10,000.
Well, I bet it's at least one if she's had sex while she's out there. She just doesn't know it.
Yeah. Watch out for hidden cams.
How many times have you had sex in a room which had a weird amount of mirrors on the wall?
Or a hissing sound.
Yeah, weird whirring noises.
Sound.
No, my apartment has giant mirrors at the end of my bed. It just so happens that way.
So are you videotaping men that you sleep with? Or women, whatever you're into.
Crystal, that's a felony.
What do you guys like to know?
Yeah, that's why we're asking. Are you videotaping sex? It's a pretty straightforward question.
You know, I'm not authorized to answer that question publicly.
What else is going on in Hollywood?
I wanna go back to this porn thing real quick.
Yeah.
If you get really desperate out there and you don't have any money, you have a pretty easy way into porn industry. Do you think you'd actually do it?
Well, my rate is pretty high if I actually did do it, so I don't know how many jobs I'd get.
Yeah, how can your rate be high, though? You've never done it. You're a rookie.
Because that's the thing. People want me to do it, so the longer I hold out, the more money I could get.
Why do they want you to do it?
You're planning on it.
Why do they want you to be a porn star?
Because it's just the fact of getting me to do something that I didn't really want to do.
So you think the first time might be worth a lot of money, then do you think they'll still pay you a lot of money after that, or no?
It depends how good I am, I guess.
So you think you might have one big payday, but after that, who knows?
It's possible. I mean, a lot of chicks don't even last more than 2 months in porn.
How long do you think you could last? In porn.
As long as I wanted to.
How long do you think you could have a 12-inch dick in you?
Howie.
As long as I got paid for.
Is there, okay, you know.
It's good to know your standards are so high,
you,
Crystal.
You know, any amount of money you want, is there anything you would not do?
I think this is funny because it's just four dudes sitting around an apartment in a crappy neighborhood in Denver. And we've been, I mean,
next day on the four guys in an apartment A.
But I think to cut to the chase, Crystal, could you please talk dirty to us?
She hasn't been talking dirty. What do you want, dude?
What we want to know, Crystal, is how long before you enter a career of pornography? Because you've been in L.A. for a long time. I know it's hard to make a living out there. It's really not easy.
And how big is too big?
You're dumbass.
Single white blonde woman in her 20s. It's your destiny.
What are you supposed to do to make rent when January comes along? I mean, like, seriously, are you just, like, going to go work at McDonald's? I doubt it. Take a cock in the ass? Sure.
Yeah.
Pee on you? Yeah, whatever.
Pee on you in the McDonald's drive-thru? All right.
Well, hey, can
what?
I...
Watch
it
your...
It only takes 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes. You make a couple thou.
Can I ask, as the guest here, me, Billy Bob, asking, is Crystal hot?
Oh, we got a little picture of her here. I mean, you judge for yourself. She's an attractive woman.
Yeah, I mean,
for her
of
weight,
course.
she's attractive.
What do you mean for her?
Oh.
I don't know. Someone said that earlier, and I
for her bone structure.
Oh my God.
She kind of has a Sarah Jessica Parker thing going, where it's like, was she man? Wasn't she? I don't know. I'll just roll with it.
She has a Natalie Portman thing going on, where most people think she's not hot, but then there's an occasional few that do.
You don't want to admit to your friends that you... I'm sorry, Crystal.
Who doesn't think Natalie Portman's hot?
I don't know. Have you seen the Star Wars with the little dots on her cheek? Like, that
was
fucking
weird. Who didn't
watch
her on fucking Tatooine where the giant tiger beasts were trying to kill her and she was with the kid there? The what's his fuck?
I don't know.
What are you...
Well, that's Crystal.
Are we talking about Star Wars still?
Crystal.
Yeah. The guy who turned into Darth Vader.
Nobody knows that little boy's name. He hasn't done shit since that movie.
Yeah.
But
he hasn't?
I don't know.
Something Skywalker.
You know, where the giant tiger cuts off her shirt so it's a half shirt? I don't know.
What are you talking about, bro? You lost me. Giant tiger.
When they're in the arena and the whatever council.
Oh, those weird monster things?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then what's-his-face? Samuel L. Jackson comes down as Mace Windu and he's like, it's party time. And then they start fighting.
Bitch, give me back my Jedi princesses.
I don't know. I'm not a Star Wars
guy. My question was always, do they even have parties on Alderaan or where the hell he's from? It seems like they just sit around looking serious.
So, Crystal, what else is going on in Hollywood?
You just got a lesson in Star Wars.
I don't know. I'm going to a wine tasting tomorrow, so I'm going to be hanging out with a bunch of rich old people. So that'll be interesting.
Look, Crystal, watch your Coke intake at that wine party, because if you do enough coke before you know it, you're going to be doing that porn.
And also make sure you drop the Extreme Bits name from time to time, because that will get you places.
Throw some cards out.
Does she have
That's right, I forget.
Does she have a shirt? We should send her some shirts.
You want a shirt? You want to
sport the shirt around Hollywood, bumps into Kathy Griffin. Will be happening.
Do people in Hollywood use coffee mugs or...
Yeah, people like to drink coffee and put them in things to drink out of.
All right, well, we'll work on that, and that'll be your credential.
What
and
is this new invention called? A cup? Hold on.
What is
I don't
this?
Have to use my hands.
I would like to explain that again. A cylinder you drink out of?
The future is now.
Crystal, you are a wonderful reporter, and you always bring us the scoop, and we appreciate your contribution always.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. And thanks for insulting me earlier.
I'm sorry about that whole Sarah Jessica Parker thing where she was a G-man. I didn't mean it.
I don't apologize for anything.
It's all in good fun.
And sorry we inferred that you like cock in your ass.
That's a fact.
Oh, yeah. That's me, you know.
Now, look at
you. Are making like a scrunchy face in your picture, your profile pic.
But looking at that picture, Crystal is way hotter than Sarah Jessica Parker. She doesn't have the weird witch nose at all.
True.
Someone told me that I looked like Liv Tyler but blonde, and I really like that comparison, so I'll stick to that one.
Yeah, Liv Tyler's a fox. Keep that. Keep it.
Yeah, keep that one.
And then I will.
Say you are Liv Tyler, and your dad's on American Idol now, and you go.
What? Steve Tyler's on American Idol?
Yeah, he's the new, what's his name?
Judge.
Simon Cowell.
He's the new Simon Cowell.
Serious?
Yeah.
Whoa. I need to watch TV more.
Not really, because you're not missing anything. Yeah. Don't worry about
and
it.
J-Lo's
does he just start singing?
Yeah, he does. But thanks, Crystal, seriously, and we appreciate your hard work, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Crystal.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. Good humping.
Ouch.
Bye-bye.
That was our Hollywood insider right there.
I wonder
there.
If we could ever push her too far to where she never wants to talk on the show.
I think it's pretty close, because every time she calls in, she's like more
and
more.
I don't know, I'm kind of wanting to push her over that cliff.
I think we're getting there pretty soon, and it's coming closer and closer, I think, because it, you know, because she's like more and more like, you guys, not funny.
Was that a normal appearance for Crystal? Or
yeah. Oh, yeah, that was par for the course.
Yeah, that's pretty much
so
how
I don't
it
see
works.
How you guys could go any further.
Yeah, that was pretty extreme.
Unless you call her up just heavy breathing and being like, get me over the edge, baby. Like, I don't know what would be worse than that.
I don't think that would.
Simon.
Thanks for calling, Crystal.
Simon. No, sorry. I thought we had a caller. Never mind. Hey, but yeah. What? What's Megan saying?
Megan's saying
I don't know.
Something.
We have background noise.
Can we get Mike? Let's get a mic on Megan and we'll go to the news.
Well, she should come get a mic.
Oh, actually, yeah, I want your mic, Chris.
Should this be the news?
It's
here we
the
go.
News.
No, I don't. Eddie, I don't have any news.
Extra news.
What's the news?
I have a question.
What's the news?
The weirdest thing happened to me.
Is this like the number one story?
Yes.
And no, this isn't a big story, but it's a really weird thing.
Okay, what's the story?
So, I cut this guy's hair, who's really weird. Like, he brings his own shampoo. I'm not allowed to use regular shampoo on him.
Why are we talking about this?
Because I'm getting to the point.
Okay, hurry.
And so anyway, he comes in religiously like every 3 weeks on the dot. So I have to be nice to him.
Okay.
And like, I kind of thought he liked me a little bit.
I don't like this segment.
But anyway, no. So I asked
jealous?
Him how he's...
Now we're about to get out
anyway,
of this.
Anyway, he comes
I got
in
it
yesterday.
The next song. I'm sorry.
Shut up, Eddie.
Eddie, he comes in yesterday. And I'm like, oh, how have you been? He's like, oh, I've been in a lot of pain. I'm like, oh, no, why? Like, are you okay? He's like, oh, my prostate's been really enlarged lately, and it hurts a lot. It was so fucking weird. Ooh. I don't even know where that is, and I didn't even know what to say.
Yeah. You ever heard of the term milking the prostate?
Well, yeah, but I didn't know that, like...
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
That's what you say.
And I said, oh, I know how that feels, not... And, like, try to, like, joke it off. But by that point, the whole salon was kind of listening. Oh, who says that?
That's a guy who's looking for an excuse. Like, that's a guy who doesn't want to admit yet that he's into the anus in his sexual life. But he's like, you know, like, my first reaction would not be, I'm feeling a little bit off. Maybe I should stick a finger up my ass and check my prostate. Yeah. That would not be my reaction. So I think what you got is a guy who's maybe reaching out to you as maybe an explorer. And a new
Possibly.
Segment called Make Eddie Uncomfortable.
Well, it made me really uncomfortable. And he's fucking weird. So I asked, like, last time he was in, he went to this retreat in California where he explored. He's into this, like, birthing trauma where, like, he thinks everyone's traumatized when they're born. And he worked through that at this retreat.
You know what? That's funny you say that because a lot of Scientologists... Of course, we all know that, John Travolta and Tom Cruise are all Scientologists. Did you know that when a woman is giving birth, if she's a Scientologist, she cannot say one word?
I'm going to go take a piss.
All right, it's the Extreme Bits Radio Show, IW Radio 888-99-IDOBE. So earlier in the show, we were talking about drunk dial mishaps. Everybody has had a moment where they have drunk dialed somebody and they regret it because obviously you're drunk and, well, they're not. So it's kind of awkward. But I think Billy Bob. Dan,
Billy Bob.
Who's Dan?
So,
Dan's in the bathroom.
Dan,
God damn.
I mean, Billy Bob, you had a drunk dial.
We can't say that.
No, I don't have a great drunk dial. I was just wondering if anyone else has ever done that. My drunk dial was pretty standard. It was just, and it was actually a chick. I don't know if anyone else said this. It was a chick that I never actually dated. The only one I ever drunk dialed was this chick that I knew through high school. Remember, and she was this chick, and I know every guy's had this, where you have the one chick who's just your your golden ring, if you right. will. The chick that you're that into, that you actually never make a move on because it would crush you when she rejects you.
You drunk yeah. dialed that girl.
That's yes. called my life, bro.
That's actually a really good one.
No, actually, that's close. I've never gotten that close to that golden ring kind of girl. Yeah. In high school, I never even talked to that girl. So.
Yeah, I did know that girl in high school. And then, like, I didn't know her for about 2 years. Then I reconnected on one of the summer breaks in between Facebook. College. That was before Facebook. I'm almost 30 years old. So that was in the time of
snail mail.
Rotary dial. I sent her a messenger pigeon. I put AOL. A bottle in the ocean and hope it got there someday.
Smoke signals.
Yeah.
Instant messenger over AIM.
You used AOL.
You've got mail.
Email me a funny guy at AOL.com.
You must have had a really quick dial.
You drunk dialed her a smiley face over AOL dial up.
Well, let me tell you, boys, because you were a little younger than me. Back in the day, we had a social networking tool called MyFace. It came with a smile and a handshake. That's what I did.
I went up to her.
Hi-yo.
What is that?
Yeah. You kids with your computers.
Like a smiley face or actual face?
It was my face doing like a smirk. But what I did was this chick who I was the golden ring in high school, never made a move on, reconnected with like 2 years after high school, just being home from college, whatever, started hanging out, started doing the thing, and then I got the courage up, I sacked up, and I was like, I'm going to do it, which is the worst thing to do because then everyone you know, including everyone she knows you're going to do that, and then they all want to know what happened, and then you got to slink back the next day and be like, she said she was otherwise indisposed and unavailable.
Washing my hair.
But like that was the deal, is I just, this chick who I had a thing for, I took her out one day, I made my move, I was like, you know, I really value your friendship, blah, blah. This is before I knew that you couldn't get out of the friend zone. I was young and stupid.
Well, when you say I value your friendship,
no, I mean,
that sets you up for failure.
Yeah, that sets you up, which I didn't know at the time. Yeah, I was like 19.
Yeah, and you're
like,
young. You're young.
And I also said, you know, like, I love spending time with you, but I wonder if maybe it couldn't be something a little bit more. Oh. And then she immediately retracts. And then there's a very uncomfortable. When you do that, when the appetizer is coming for dinner, it makes for a really crappy dinner.
It's awkward.
But then that was the only chick I ever actually drunk dialed. Then, you know, like 2 days later, I was drunk. I called her up, like, and it was just this whole thing where it's funny that you have this thing that you assume if someone shoots you down that they didn't really fully understand the situation. Like this chick knew me more than well enough. She took a good look at it and said, no, thank you. But I had to call up and I was like, you know, babe, you never know how good we could have been. Like,
we could have had babies.
No one's going to care about you as much as I did. Yeah. You know, I just did the standard thing. There's no
such a chump move. Like, really, like, such a chump move.
Every guy is.
But every guy does that, though. Like, in the beginning, like, you have no choice because you think that you're the shit. You're
young.
Like,
yeah, and that was the thing with that chick is she knew me by the time I made that move and got shot down. She had known me for, at that point, like 3 years. Which really? Is actually worse than if you just make a move in a bar, because it's like, oh no, it wasn't a chick who doesn't know all you have to offer.
Yeah, it's like a friend that you like, you're kind of a friend that you like know all this time. Like, she's been sending me signals all this time. Like the time we went to Taco Bell together and she like put her hand on my leg for a second.
Oh, the time we went to the Applebee's.
That could have been something way more, lady. Come on.
Yeah, she could have borrowed, she could have taken one of Justin's fries, but she took one of my fries.
We held eye contact for 3 seconds. She's totally into me.
She took my car home after lunch when we were all out together for high school lunch.
When she slipped and touched my ass for a quarter of a second, that wasn't an accident, like Freud would say. Like, yeah, it was all this.
She asked to borrow a sheet of paper out of my notebook, not Johnny's.
She was wearing that thong in fifth period for me because she knows I sit 4 seats back and 5 rows over.
She asked me if I had a number 2 pencil, but I think she had a number 2 pencil. Yeah. Like,
I think she thinks the number 2 pencil's my car.
She
looked at me and smiled.
Yeah, that is the thing. You just get plain retarded looking for any sort of signal at all. I did that with this chick for like 3 years. And then that was the thing is it wasn't like you can always. That's one of the things that saved my self-esteem. Like at a bar, you go up, you make a move on a chick. She says no. It's like, ah, she don't know me. Like, this was a chick who, oh yeah, she had seen behind the curtain. She'd been down to the basement. She was in the storm.
No, you wish. You wish. But in your mind, she was down to the basement, but she really wasn't. So you're still delusional, man. You're still delusional.
The emotional basement, I mean.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so.
That was the whole point. She had no interest in my physical basement.
Yes.
And then that was.
Not
a spectacular story, but I did do that whole, like, you have no idea
how. You call your penis the basement? I just want to throw that out there real quick. But what?
Now, have you seen?
That's right, baby. I'm going 6 feet under. I don't know what that means, even.
You're going like four inches
you,
under,
have you
but
seen
yeah.
Her since this episode of Drunk Dialing,
why don't you go into the cellar
actually,
and choose
yes.
a fine wine?
I saw that girl at a gas station in Arapahoe County like 6 months ago.
Oof.
And I pretended I didn't know who she was. Yeah. At that point, I was just too embarrassed. But
did you make eye contact with her, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did she, like, shy away from you? Like, oh, shit.
We both did. It was, yeah.
Mutual.
It was a mutual disgust.
She's like, oh, my God, I have a court order against this guy. That's what she was thinking.
Not quite court order, but, yeah, it's definitely.
A threatening father.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. I did make direct eye contact with this chick. We both looked at each other, and then as she turned away, I was like, fuck her.
But, that closure. That's
but
closure.
That was nice, though.
That's
because
you get that.
Because I didn't care at all, and she had gotten much heavier than she was when I knew her. So that was,
well, it's not like you were playing like, the rest like, of your life with her.
Much heavier? Like, much heavier.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Not much heavier, but she was definitely...
Not what you would want your return investment to be like.
Yes. The
right, just...
The thing that I had charged hard after for several months was no longer that same thing. It was definitely, there was a little bit of a...
You could add a shot.
What is this?
Chris's final thought.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So we wrap up the
That's
the
fine.
Show.
You finish your story, though.
No, it's okay. You still can finish it up.
Well, my story's done. Like, I thought it... No, I'm the only done. One who's doing the drunk dial story?
It's okay. You're done. Yeah, you're done.
That's
yeah.
what we do to you.
Now we wrap... this is the time of the show where you're just... Wrap it up. Chris kind of puts it together for us in a concise thought, kind of like Jerry Springer used to back in the day. It's Chris's final thought.
Yeah, that's not a ripoff at all.
No.
I'm pretty
all
sure.
rights reserved.
Chris, what's your final thought for tonight?
Yeah, I try and wrap it up in a concise thing. I've been getting some shit lately. Apparently, I'm not doing a good enough job, but I'll do my best. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in.
You suck.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, go
That's
ahead.
Fine. No, go for it.
Go ahead.
No, that's all right.
Sorry, you doing...
Yeah, maybe I should just
Chris,
go.
You
I'll go.
You
it's
do,
fine.
You do a great all right. job.
Thanks, Chris. Guys. I'll see you guys later.
You do a
I'll
great go, job. Right. We fine. Love you. We love you. Come on.
Can I say thank you to you guys for allowing me to be inside the Adobe...
Shut up. It's not your final thought. Okay. Chris, go.
Next time you come, though, bring money.
Yeah.
I'm
and
sorry.
Chris,
There's
go.
A cover.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
It's Chris's time.
I feel like this always happens.
Hey, I'm going to turn off everybody else's mics. if Chris doesn't get his
No, mic. Don't pour me. This gives me time to brainstorm because you'd think I'd see it coming, but I don't.
Look at 10 o'clock. Yeah. It usually comes at that time. But yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. This has been Extreme Bits. I am Chris. This is your final thought. I hope you've been listening to this whole show. If you've been tuning in the whole time, then you'll know we've had a crazy time. I'd like to thank our friend Billy Bob Thornton for sitting in with us tonight. It's been a good time. It's been fun. Well, I think it's obvious what we all learned tonight. None of us will ever get laid again here in the studio. We've all made some stupid moves, and yeah, there you have it. Eddie, back to you.
All right, for all of us here at Extreme Bits, thank you for tuning in. It is extremebits.com, extremebits.com. That's where you can download the podcast, and we have many shows beyond just this show, so download it there. Thanks to Blueberry, Blubry, for making the show.
Wait, I think that's
what?
Blubery. I don't think you
no,
got
no,
all those.
There's no E. There's no E. Blubry.
Oh, really?
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks
sorry.
For
sorry. Sorry.
No E.
Thanks. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. But anyways.
I said man.
Facebook.com/ExtremeBits, XTREMEBITZ, ExtremeBits.com is the website, too. And, yeah, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Also, by the way, thank you, everybody, for the podcast download record-breaking week we had last week. So if this week is anything like last week, then that's going to be insane. We'll see what happens.
Congratulations, Extreme Bits. I don't know.